Welcome to RingCentral Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Adley Rutschman. Batting second. The first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting third. The designated hitter, Gunnar Henderson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Austin Hayes. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ramon Urias. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jordan Westberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ryan McKenna. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jorge Mateo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Kyle Bradish. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lawrence Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting third. The first baseman, Seth Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brent Rooker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlos Perez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jordan Diaz. Batting eighth. The designated hitter, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Allen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, J.P. Sears. And now, play ball. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mountcastle hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Rutschman moves to second. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards second. Geloff makes the catch for the out. One out. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. That is ball 4. Hayes is on with a walk. Rutschman moves to third. Mountcastle moves to second. Ramon Urias batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Urias hits a ground ball towards third. Diaz throws to second to get Hayes. Rutschman scores. Mountcastle moves to third. Urias is on first. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Force play challenged by Oak manager, Mark Kotze. Original call upheld upon review. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mullins strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler strikes out swinging. 1 out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Geloff strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Westberg hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Butler is there to make the catch. 1 out. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McKenna is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mateo hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rutschman strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kemp hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kemp is out. 2 outs. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mountcastle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mountcastle hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Henderson is safe at second with a double. Mountcastle moves to third. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mountcastle scores. Henderson scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Urias is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Urias is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins hits a fly ball towards right. Rooker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Diaz is out. 1 out. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Allen strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Westberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Westberg hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Westberg is safe at second with a double. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McKenna is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenna hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and McKenna is out. 1 out. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mateo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mateo hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mateo is out. 2 outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Rutschman is on with a walk. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mountcastle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mountcastle hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Westberg scores. Rutschman scores. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Gunnar Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. That ball is in the gap. Henderson rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Brown makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Butler is out. One out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Geloff is 0 for 1 in the game. Geloff hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Rooker is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Zach Neale replaces J.P. Sears as pitcher. Ramon Urias batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Urias is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Urias hits a pop-up towards short. Allen makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullins hits a line drive towards third. Diaz makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Westberg hits a fly ball towards right. Rooker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Kemp is on with a walk. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez is hit by the pitch. Kemp moves to second. Perez is on first. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kemp moves to third. 2 outs. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderstrom hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Soderstrom is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McKenna is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. McKenna is on with a walk. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mateo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mateo hits a line drive towards first. Brown makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adley Rutschman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rutschman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rutschman hits a ground ball towards first. Brown fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball towards short. Mateo can't make the play in time. Allen gets a base hit. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball towards left. Hayes makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Geloff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geloff hits a line drive deep towards left. Hayes makes the catch for the out. two outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Henderson hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Hayes is out. 2 outs. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Urias is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Urias hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullins hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Westberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Westberg hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Mullins moves to third. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McKenna is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKenna hits a fly ball towards center. Butler makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Vespi replaces Kyle Bradish as pitcher. Ryan McKenna moves from right fielder to left fielder. Ryan O'Hearn replaces Austin Hayes as right fielder. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rooker is 0 for 2 in the game. Durr batting 4th. Rooker hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 9-1, Orioles. Asturi Ruiz pinch hits for Tony Kemp batting 5th. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruiz hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ruiz is out. 1 out. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Diaz is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jonah Bride replaces Seth Brown as first baseman batting 3rd. Asturi Ruiz moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mateo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mateo hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Mateo is safe at second with a double. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rutschman hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Mateo scores. It's 10-1, Orioles. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mountcastle hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Mountcastle is out. Rutschman moves to second. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Henderson is safe at second with a double. Rushman scores. It's 11-1, Orioles. Francisco P. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Urias is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Urias hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Henderson scores. It's 12-1, Orioles. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mullins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mullins is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tyler Soderstrom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Soderstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderstrom hits a fly ball towards left. McKenna makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ground ball towards the mound. Vespi throws to first, and Allen is out. 2 outs. Lawrence Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Butler is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jordan Westbug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Westbug is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Westbug strikes out swinging. 1 out. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKenna is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McKenna strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jorge Mateo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mateo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mateo hits a pop-up towards second. Geloff makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Shintaro Fujinami replaces Nick Vespi as pitcher. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Geloff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geloff hits a ball towards second. Westbug can't make the play in time. Geloff gets a base hit. Jonah Bride is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bride hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rooker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rooker strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland.